Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today we have a Pesach story. Once upon a time, there was a little shtetl, a little Jewish village, and it was the night of Pesach, a Seder night. And Beryl and Shmerel, two of the people who lived in the town, they were two men, each one had their families, and they had a business together. What was their business? They made beer. Now, if you know what beer is, it's actually not kosher for Pesach. In fact, beer is pure chametz. You take grain, you soak it in water for a long time, and of course, after 18 minutes, it's already chametz. But you soak it for a long time, many, many, many days, and it's completely, completely, completely pure chametz. And so, what do they do at Pesach time? Well, they sold their chametz every year. They would sell their beer factory with all the chametz in it, with all the beer, which is chametz, and all the half-made beer, which is chametz. They would sell it to a non-Jew. And after Pesach, they would buy it back. Of course, the Rav helped them sell it to make sure it was done exactly correctly. So this year was like every year. They loved Pesach. They would always sell their beer factory before Pesach. And it was beautiful. And this particular year, it was the night of the Seder. They were in Shul, Davening Ma'ariv. It was beautiful. Hazanis and beautiful singing. And after Myers, they were getting ready to go on to the Seder. So Beryl said to Shmerel, "Beryl, thank you so much for taking care of selling the chametz this year. I'm so busy with many other things. I just didn't have time. I really appreciate that you took care of it." All of a sudden, Shmerel's face became white as a sheet. Beryl said, "Shmerel, what's the matter? You look terrible. What's the matter? What's the matter?" Shmerel said, "Beryl, I did not sell the chametz this year. I thought that you said you were going to take care of it, and I was so happy because I was very, very busy with so many things, and I thought you were taking care of selling the chametz." Now it was Beryl's turn to get white as a sheet. His face became very white, and they both were very, very upset because they realized that what had happened by accident was that nobody sold the chametz. Whole beer factory, which was on the other side of the river from the town where the shul was full of chametz, and they were the owners of it. They did not sell the chametz. They owned all that chametz in Pesach. It was already too late to sell it. It was already Pesach, the time for the Seder. Oh no, they began to cry. And they began to daven and ask Hashem to forgive them, to help them. Everybody else in the shul looked and saw what was going on. And everybody felt terrible. Nothing could be done about it. Too late to sell it. Too late to destroy it because it was on Yom Tov. You can't destroy chametz on Yom Tov. You can destroy it on Chol HaMoed. But now it was Yom Tov, and every minute they were doing an avera of owning chametz. Very severe avera. Everybody else, after a while, went home. What else could they do? Barrel and Smurl. Not cool. Just couldn't. They were so upset. They were davening and crying, asking us to help. After a while, they all said to go. Now, it so happened that Barrel and Smurl lived very close to each other. And they went home and did their seders. And middle of the night, all of a sudden, fire, fire, everybody's running around. Oh no, there's a fire, look across the river, there's a fire. Oh no. Everybody's all upset. Look, what happened? There's a fire, what's on fire? Is it a house? Is it a Jewish house? Not Jewish house? What's going on? And somebody came running over and said, it's the beer factory. The beer factory is on fire. It's Barrel and Smurl's beer factory. Oh no, they're going to lose so much money. They're going to lose all the money from the beer factory. It's worth so much money. It's a big business. But Barrel and Smurl came out of their houses. They heard the news and they began to sing and dance. Woohoo! They were singing and dancing. They were so happy. It was like they were celebrating a big Yom Tov. Everybody looked at them. Smurl, you're losing so much money. Your whole beer factory is going up in flames. How could you be dancing? Barrel and Smurl just danced and sang. They were so happy. Finally, they finished dancing and singing. And they explained to the crowd of friends and neighbors, we are so happy, they said, because this year we forgot to sell. We thought the other one had done it. So, together we didn't do it. And so when we realized it, we were very upset because it meant that we were, every single moment, we were committing the Avera, the sin of owning chametz. But now that the beer factory has been burnt down, it's like Hashem did a miracle for us. He destroyed all the chametz. Now, we don't know anything. So we see from this story these two wonderful yidden that loved so much. They loved Hashem so much. They loved His Torah and Mitzvah so much. It meant more than anything. And what really, really made them happy was that they should be doing what Hashem wants, not to own chametz during Pesach, even if it means to lose all that wealth. But the greatest wealth is Torah. Thank you very much. Joining us for the story of the day.